This is an ABC podcast.
This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned type into one pair.
G'day, Dr. Carl here. Back in 1846, Charles Darwin, while travelling on the British ship the Beagle, recorded that, and I quote, "the quantity of dust which falls on ships in the open Atlantic is considerable, and the atmosphere is often rendered quite hazy," unquote. Yep, dust is everywhere, even way out at sea. And it hangs around for a long time. And no matter how much we try to clean it away, it keeps on stacking up. Achoo! God, apparently, has his own explanation for why we might want it everywhere. And so, Genesis chapter 2, verse 7 reads, and I quote, "The Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground," unquote. But there's always been some mystery about where all that dust actually comes from. You see, each year, about 2 billion tons of dust gets lifted into the atmosphere, and mostly after being stirred up by storms. This dust comes mostly from the world's arid regions, such as deserts in Australia, Asia, North and South America, and of course the big one, the Sahara in North Africa. These deserts, together with other dry lands, cover about one-third of all the land area on Earth. It turns out that once it's lifted into the sky from places like this, dust travels around the world in intercontinental airborne rivers. But besides dust, these rivers also carry microorganisms and chemicals, sometimes toxic chemicals. The dust from the Sahara Desert in North Africa carries both iron and phosphorus. So when this nutritious dust finally lands in the ocean, it can help marine plants grow. But dust storms can also carry microorganisms that cause coral reef damage. Saharan dust storms have also been linked to outbreaks of respiratory disease, such as asthma, in places as far away as North America. And if the dust lands on snow, it can accelerate melting and reduce the duration of snow cover in that area by a month each year. And this is because its darker colouring, compared to snow, absorbs more heat. In the late 1990s, photographs from satellites were able to show the amazing extent to which wind could turn desert soil into enormous dust storms. Dust storms are strongly linked to droughts and deserts, and they are impressive and monstrous events. They look like vast mountains moving rapidly across the landscape, blotting out the sun and towering up to 4 kilometres high. Dust storms will often form when a cold front races across parched inland areas. And if there are squally winds as well, well, thousands of tons of dust can be whipped up. They can travel vast distances. And sometimes they've reached New Zealand from Australia, producing red snow on their highlands. The dust particles are usually so powder-fine that they sneak into the most carefully sealed house. And sometimes, if rain falls above the dust, well, it can even rain mud. Now, the dust storm capital of the world is the mighty Sahara Desert of Africa, an area of wilderness greater than the entire Australian mainland. Huge dust storms are common here, and they can travel vast distances out over the surrounding ocean areas. One major storm in particular shows the global reach of dust. In April 2001, this storm started in the Gobi Desert in China and Mongolia. And after crossing Korea, Japan and the Pacific Ocean in just 5 days, continued across North America, and after crossing the Atlantic, it arrived in Europe. And along the way, across the USA, the dust was so thick that it dropped the air quality ratings down to poor. It's not uncommon that the red dust found in Western Europe on automobiles and snow came all the way from Africa after crossing the Atlantic. But dust can come from more local sources as well. In the USA, dust levels have increased by 500% over the last two centuries, thanks to the massive expansion of livestock grazing and also agriculture. Ice cores from the Antarctic and from places around the world show that dust loads in the atmosphere have increased since the Industrial Revolution. So, what about the dust inside your house? Where does that come from? Well, to keep it simple, dust is just solid stuff that has been ground very finely. And for a long time, we thought it was almost entirely generated by a mix of geology, meteorology, and time. In other words, in plain English, the wind pushed rocks into each other, and after several million years of grinding, hey, bingo, dust! But one surprising source of dust is bacteria. Some bacteria are after the electrons associated with the element iron in some rocks. And so, the bacteria grind the rock into dust for energy. Now, it turns out that only about 60% of the dust in the typical house comes from outside and is either carried in by the air or tracked in by footwear. So what about the rest? Well, the rest of house dust is organic matter generated within the home, such as organic fibres, from paper, clothing, carpets, and upholstered furniture. Distressingly, some of it is also sloughed off dead skin cells from people or pets. So, next time you're cursing the world for filling up your home with filthy dust, remember that at least a bit of that dust was once part of your body. Feeling dusty?
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.